Julius Bolyag, a Hungarian immigrant who arrived in this country around 1915, says it was his close friendship with Willie Stevens that resulted in his involvement in the Hall Mills affair 7 years later. Stevens, his brother Henry, and his sister, Frances Hall, were put on trial in 1926 for the murder of Mrs. Hall's husband, Episcopal minister Edward Hall, and Mrs. Eleanor Mills, the choir singer who was having a love affair with the minister. All three were acquitted. Bolyag's involvement apparently took place a day or two after the couple had been murdered, but before the bodies were found. Like most New Brunswick residents, Bolyag did not know the couple was missing. In an exclusive WINS interview, he recalls the events of that day.
Willie Stevens come up front of the store where I was sitting on a bench, and I just asked him where he come from, and he said that he was see Ike, and he wanted me to do him a favor, go with him. And I says he was very nervous to, and I says, what happened, Willie, tell me. He says, I need you back, bad.
Willie led Bolyag to a spot about 2 blocks away. He pointed out a parked car in which Mrs. Hall and a man were sitting and told Bolyag to go see Mrs. Hall.
I went up and I told her that Willie said I should come see you. And first she looked at me. I know she didn't like the matter that Willie got me up there. But then she got out and then she turned back and told a man was in the car, Wolf, that I guess it's all right, give it to him. And she gave me 2 envelopes. And I took these 2 envelopes right up to Willie. And I says, she gave me this 2 envelopes. And Willie and I walked down a couple steps and said, go over and see Ike. See that man over there. And I went over and I says to Ike, I got Willie gave me, send me over to give you these 2 envelopes. And Ike took both and he looked in it and he gave one to Freddie. And Ike says, is it all right? And Freddie took an envelope like this and he says, well, we'll see. And he said to me that if you know what's good for you, you keep your mouth shut.
Julius Bolyag kept his mouth shut for 47 years. Ike has been identified as Isidore Gutman, a small-time gangster who was murdered in 1934. But police have not been able to identify Freddie, and that is one of the major goals of the new investigation. He could be alive. In our next report, we'll learn what happened when Bolyag and his remarkable story were subjected to a psychiatric examination and lie detector tests. This is Virgil Scudder.